Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. Won't buy nothing that he can't fix.
Veterans Day edition of Rosie on the House. Wrapping up hour two. Do not miss hour three. We're going to have a lot of fun with a Jeopardy game, challenging you, the callers, as to how many answers you'll know to Jeopardy questions of what we've covered actually here on air. There'll be prizes and cash equivalent gifts, and you won't want to miss it. And we'll be talking backyard sheds. But right now, let's run down to Tucson and get Tom on the line, who's called us with a particular question concerning a water heater. Let's find out what he's trying to solve. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Rosie. How you guys doing?
Super fantabulous.
Okay, you know, I was just listening to your show. I do every week, but the guy called up about the water heater. I'm like, you know, I was thinking about this myself. I need to flush my water heater out. I haven't done it, and it's been over like 5 years or something like that. And okay. I've done it before, but I don't know if I'm ever doing it right. So, like, could you run through how you're really supposed to do?
Is it electric or gas?
It's gas.
Okay. Well, of course, you're going to want to adjust the thermostat so it doesn't fire up, or turn the gas off would be the better bet. Okay.
Okay.
We don't want the elements. If it's electric, you're going to throw the breaker off. We don't want any of the elements turning on while the tank is drained. Okay. And we don't want the gas burners to turn on while the tank is drained.
And the same is as we're going into the holiday seasons.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are going to be deep frying or doing some big boiling pots.
Yeah.
If those pots aren't full of liquid and you turn the burner on, just ask Bobby. The aluminum will melt like that.
Oh, no.
So you don't want to burn the inside of that water tank.
No, you don't. So once we kill the power, Tom, then we're going to need to open and create an atmospheric pressure. So we're going to turn the water into the water heater off right there at the valve. Okay. So once we start draining it, we don't want it to keep filling, right? So we're going to turn the inlet water off. And then we're going to have to crack the water, the hot water supply side. So we're going to go over to the nearest faucet and turn on the hot full blast. It ought to drain just a little bit, and then it ought to stop. Then we're going to attach a hose to that hose bib down at the bottom, run the hose out to the backyard or wherever the closest convenient drain location is. We're going to open that valve, and it's been 5 years. Do you have a water softener on your system?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, chances are we've probably got several inches of sediment down there. I have drained water heaters, and I'm talking an average water heater of, you know, 40, 42, 45 gallons. I've drained them in as little as 20 and 30 minutes. I've drained them where they have taken all weekend, because there are 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 inches of sediment that basically acts like a plug. So you're going to get it drained. I don't know how long that's going to take, but once it's drained, what you're going to want to do, Tom, is keep the hose on there. As a matter of fact, I've had the hose clog up with so much sediment that it quit draining. So just make sure it's completely empty. I've even taken a coat hanger and taken the hose off and jammed it up in there softly and spun it around to make sure it's empty. Once the hose is cleaned out, once the tank is dry, then what I like to do is fill the tank back up with just 1 or 2 gallons of water. I crack the on valve back on, stir all that up, and let it drain. I'll do that. You haven't drained it in 5 years. You may have to do that 5 or 6 or 7 times. That will end up getting all the sediment out, and that's what you're trying to do. Get the sediment out before you close the hose bib, take the hose off, fill it back up, turn the power back on, and you'll be all set.
And you, when you get done with that, you'll realize why plumbers tell you, don't worry about it, just replace it every 12 years.
Yeah, that's a lot of plumbers will say that, exactly.
All right, Donna, if somebody's just joining the program or missed it earlier, tell us about this wonderful family promotion that Water Use It Wisely's put together for our Arizona homeowners.
Oh, I'd be glad to. Thank you. Yes, we are at Water Use It Wisely. We're running a contest where you can get your go through a little activity with Wayne Drop, not Raindrop, but Wayne Drop, our Water Use It Wisely mascot, and learn about how to save water in different places of your home. And you answer those questions, and you automatically get entered into a contest that gives you a chance to win a Disneyland vacation. So what you'll get is a AAA gift card for $1,000 to spend at Disneyland, and so it should be a lot of fun for whoever the winner is who gets that. Now, the one thing is you have to be between the ages of 5 and 12, so, you know, spread the word to your kids, to your grandkids, to your nephews and nieces, and get them to check out our fun contest that we have going on.
That goes through the end of the month.
Yeah, that's right. It's all the way until November 30th, and then we'll be selecting a lucky winner from there. And we have a great, just go to waterusitwisely.com and check out our kids page while you're there. We have all kinds of fun activities and interesting games that kids can play, and just all kinds of ways that they can learn all about how to save water.
And in addition, now available, we used to only get the landscaping by the numbers. You would have to go into nursery or municipalities. Mm-hmm. That's in a PDF form online. Your home saving, how to identify leaks around your home pamphlets in a PDF online.
Online, I mean,
all that stuff you can get at Water Use It Wisely.
Absolutely. All of those things. All of the booklets now are definitely have online versions, and it's great. A lot of them are interactive, so there's lots of information available, lots of free information for people.
And can I get a hold of Malcolm C. Dunbar while I'm there to get some advice on my home water using tips?
He's great. If you have heard our little commercial, Malcolm C. Dunbar is the guy that doesn't quite figure out where he needs to save water around his home, and that up to 70% is used outdoors. So, you know, we're always reminding people there are a number of ways to save water, and they all start with you.
That's right. And the slogan y'all had used for a long time was, there's enough to use, not enough to waste. And
that's right. That's right.
Just ekes me seeing wasted water.
Right.
You can never get that back.
That's right. We need to save all we can. Thanks, guys.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.